Okay, with Matt Cargill glistening the benevolence. You know what? I practiced that a few times before this podcast and I had it perfect. And now I can't even say it. It's not
Almost nailed it.
benevolence, benevolence, glistening
Benevolence.
benevolence, right?
That's the one. Yeah, benevolence.
So you're based in London, and what's Sly and the Family Drone? What is that?
Sly and the Family Drone is a sort of long-standing musical project based out of a warehouse community in North London, sort of established like 15 years ago or something, and it's sort of morphed and changed over time. And then, we did lots of touring, putting out records, rehearsing, putting on gigs and parties there. And then we decided to make a short film for a new record. So it sort of evolved out of that, really.
How many members?
Well, over the years, there've been lots of people coming and going, but there's a core membership of five of us that tour and play pretty regularly.
Gotcha. And you are the signed director of the film. What made you the director of the film?
I'm the de facto leader of the band.
De facto leader of the band?
Sly started as a sort of a solo kind of noise project. Used to do a lot of cassette tape manipulation and collage and improvisation, that kind of stuff. And then it evolved into a fully fledged kind of band and with a strong sort of DIY kind of aesthetic, I guess, and that basically informed everything we did, trying to make things creatively, cheaply, and as well as we could, or as I could. And then that sort of evolved into trying to make a short film as well. And we got talented people involved as well, and they brought it together.
What type of music is this?
It's pretty noisy, I suppose. Kind of
Like style, like it's like jazz, right?
kind of. There's
Yeah.
like, double drums, so a lot of sort of like heavy kind of tribal jazzy percussion.
Yeah.
There's tenor saxophone, heavy sort of electronics, feedback loops and distorted vocals, that kind of stuff.
Modern jazz.
In a way, we can call it that.
What instruments do you play?
So in Sly, I play sort of drums and electronics and voice that's run through loads of stuff, so it doesn't always sound like, there's no
Gotcha.
beautiful singing.
You started 15 years ago?
About that, I think our first ever tour was 2010, which
Wow.
almost didn't happen because we got almost snowed in and the van couldn't get up the icy hill out of our street. But it sort of started with me doing cassette tape kind of manipulation on my own before, and then it sort of ebbed and flowed and people have come and gone since and been on some records and not others. And then but yeah we've got a pretty strong core membership now.
You made it up the icy hill, right?
We did and just around like up and down England for a week or so, 10 days or something, and tried to keep busy touring and making stuff happen.
So this is your first film that you guys made?
It is, I've never done it before. We had a record that was coming together, and it was all mixed and mastered, and I when you try and do sort of promotional stuff, people had sort of tended to do visualizers or just something that didn't feel like a, it's like it was secondary. The music's there and they just need a thing to sell the record, which is, that's what music videos do. But I really wanted to make it as a sort of short film and a weird narrative on its own. And there's obviously music throughout, but it becomes, I wanted it to feel like a film and to have a sort of narrative and to be shot, to have the look and feel of a proper
Yeah, it
film.
does. It's kind of like a kind of creepy, I guess, horror kind of genre tone, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think so. The yeah, that sort of unsettling, you know, I think the music sits well with it. It's sort of, you're not quite sure what's happening, but it and it and then as the track sort of picks up and yeah, there's a pretty heavy vibe and some weird visuals. Feels good.
Got a lot of drone shots.
Yeah, the yeah, we sort of never done that before. This guy Dan, we yeah, Dan, who was like the B cam op, he had his gear and was like, oh, it'd be nice to get some aerial stuff in here. And when we found the location, sort of this field near where my family from, where I grew up, like my hometown, this little village, it's quite rural, some really interesting looking trees and the woodlands and stuff. So we got and it worked perfectly, and we had some nice low stuff following the van, and as we sort of weaved through the kind of landscape, that felt like a really nice element to add.
It kind of has like a 16 millimeter kind of vibe. Is that your intention?
Yeah, I think so. It was shot almost exactly a year ago, sort of, you know, at the end of the summer, and we wanted it to have this kind of, I was hoping for, originally it was my intention to have nicer weather. I was, but you
Okay.
know, in England, you're not necessarily, that's never guaranteed. We'd had some nice summer, but it wasn't as, I wanted it to feel like a hot summer's day. And I was basically thinking of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that
Okay.
sort of like a oppressive heat and like late summer. I wanted, you know, low sun and a feeling as it changed. But actually, I think the weather kind of lent itself to a sort of dreary, like English festival vibe. And, you know, so it didn't have that sort of heat intensity, but it, you know, it was sort of kind of threatening to rain. It was quite grey, and we were like, are we going to get rained out? But
Yeah.
I think we were really lucky with the weather, and it worked perfectly. We didn't get soaked. But literally, as we finished shooting and driving home, the worst weather I've ever experienced ever. The drive home was really scary. Couldn't see a thing, and my partner's windshield actually got broken on the shoot driving there. We had the rails for the track for the camera bust the back window out, so we had no back windscreen,
Oh,
and
gotcha.
the worst weather ever driving home. But so yeah, it was made for
Well,
this trip.
these people like love an overcast day shooting outside, right? That's the ideal weather to shoot outside, right? So you don't
Yeah, and
chase the sun.
yeah, exactly. And yeah, it kind of played into our hands, and we got, you know, as the light was going and it turned into evening, and that kind of, you know, we pretty much shot it in the sequential time. So it was like, yeah, you're arriving, it's late afternoon through to the evening, and then as the weather changed, that's when it all
You
kicked
don't have to
in.
worry about sound because you're just shooting music video, and then you kind of
Yeah.
know the end point too, right? Because when you're editing, because you kind of, it's the song is guiding the film, right?
Exactly, yeah. And that felt nice, and I'd not really edited before, and that was quite a, you know, an interesting learning experience to kind of do that. But I felt like the rhythm's good, and it, you know, and when the track kind of picks up and I was editing to that and wanting it to feel like it moves along, I would have originally, I wanted to make it longer and make a longer piece, but I was like, and sort of reward people for paying attention, and not, I didn't want to cut it down for like promo stuff. I just wanted it to have a more of a slow burn feel. But as it was the first one, I was
Gotcha.
like, let's keep
So
it there for
whose Volkswagen was it?
a... We just found a local guy actually, who had this van, and we, you know, I wanted it to not be, to necessarily feel like it's modern, you know, and you saying like it's maybe 16 mil kind of vibe. The time didn't, you know, it's not necessarily given away that you're there and then, you know, maybe it feels modern, but there's not necessarily too much there that can kind of place it. And that was, yeah, I would have liked to have lent into a sort of an older English kind of vibe. But yeah, I think the sort of slightly unusual, not quite sure where and when it is a nice feeling and setting.
And you got all these like cutaways, right? Like you got a turtle and then like a carving on tree and cows
Yeah.
going up a some sort of wood panel or something. I don't know,
Yeah.
but yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty much all on site as well. The
Yeah.
we had a bit of a recce before, on the way back from a festival in England in Birmingham, and I was like, I've heard of, I was looking for a place and I wanted it to be in our where near where I grew up, and then we went on the Monday m morning on the way back, as I said, literally a year ago, and it was all there, the sort of ruined barn and some animals around, and the old sort of village sign and posts and everything, and I was like, yeah, all of this can inform giving you a sense of unease and what's happening in this place.
And who's the kid in the film?
Who's the kid in the film? That is the producer's daughter.
Okay.
Who my mum came to site and loved bit looking after a kid for an afternoon. But she was amazing. She looks incredible, had a cool outfit on, and just her sort of reactions and actions. There's a shot where she sort of turns her back and walks away as, the sort of vibe changes. And I was like, that's a nice sort of element.
Yeah. So yeah, there's like the hippie shirt on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wanted it to feel like, yeah, these people are. Maybe they're from the village, or some people have arrived, and the band are from out of town, and
Yeah.
they've come to this place, and we're not quite sure what's going to happen.
Did you have a smoke machine in the film? Like, did you use a smoke machine?
There was
There's like
actually
a
there's a
there's a
real
scene with a lot of smoke. Either it's like marijuana smoke or it's a smoke machine.
there's a real there was a real fire on
Okay.
site, and
Oh, fire. Gotcha.
we
Gotcha.
kind of shot through it, but I think we probably did have like a haze machine as well,
Okay.
and I wanted it to sort of like be coming from this rock that was there, and then it feels like it, I sort of wondered if we could do a practical effect and like break this rock open and have it sort of billowing out,
So who shot the
but yeah.
film? Who's the DP?
So Lee Arthur and Jimmy Moore sort of worked on the project together. Jimmy's shot like he's worked on a lot of TV stuff. I think like English, like Love Island, and sort of comes from that world. But Lee knew he what he was interested in and could do this, and they came along and selected the cameras. We talked about some
Yeah.
lenses and stuff, and the kind
He's
of
like doing
look of it.
reality TV and I'm telling you, I worked on some reality TV shows. Those cinematographers are fantastic. They fly in the seat of their pants. They
Yeah.
know where their gear is. They know how to focus themselves. These guys are really, really adaptable. Like in the training, the on the set training of like doing reality TV is pretty impressive too.
Yeah, totally. They knew kind of what there was a little back and forth, and we had a bit of pre-production, but they were on the day were just like, right, we're going to try this. I need to adapt
Yeah.
here, or we're going to just we did a few repeats of a few different things, but yeah, generally it was all okay. We didn't storyboard it or anything. A few sort of definite shots that we wanted, and we
That's cool.
tried a few, but
But you kind of
yeah,
improvise all like along the way.
and what felt good at the time, and we were like, yeah, this is going to work, or sometimes you have to adapt and be like, oh no, this is going to be way better if we try
Yeah.
this instead. But yeah, I was super happy with it, and it looks amazing. There was only some of the cutaways you mentioned what I shot afterwards, but generally Dan, Lee and Jimmy got pretty much it all there in
And
the
you edited
film.
the film yourself.
I did, yeah. Just premiered it up, cutting, did quite a few structures with John, the producer. We had a couple of days to sit down and structure it properly, and then yeah, just the I wasn't quite sure how to end it. We had that sort of real fast cut sequence at the end. There's just a couple of frames of everything, and it sort of moves forward as you come back out of the whatever has just happened. And I really enjoyed sort of cutting those in, and then there's some nice sort of post things that I did, like in camera using old analog camera, or sorry, it's a like a high eight camera or something, just
Yeah.
a feedback loop, and there's all those kind of reaction shots where you see the sort of feedback of there's like a look in a scream at the camera, and the sax player James is sort of
Yeah.
flailing around, and all those trails and stuff were just sort of shot in a room
You
to a
seem like you
production
know what you're
standard.
doing.
I try to. Thanks. I'm glad that
For your first film, that's pretty impressive.
gives that impression. Yeah, I mean, I sort of I did study photography when I was at college, but not didn't really
Gotcha.
pursue it beyond that. I know what I like and what feels good, and through, I guess, being an improvising like musician of sorts, what feels good, and you can adapt, and having a strong sort of DIY work ethic, just like, let's try this, what feels good, what's going to suit this, and just try and think, and playing with different ways of doing, there's a few different, like I say, doing weird feedback stuff, and trying stuff in camera or in the room, or lighting it in a certain way. So there's, yeah, it's kind of a little collage element in there, fast cuts of other stuff, nice pastoral, like English countryside vibe, just all
Yeah.
things I kind of like and I'm interested in, and it smashed it all together.
So you're gonna make another film?
I'd like to. Yeah, it's been like it's been, a couple of film festivals and stuff, and had some nice screenings, and the first time it got shown in a real cinema was an amazing experience, and it, won a couple of got a few nods for some little awards and stuff, which is amazing and nice to have people kind of recognize whatever it was we do. And it was just like, yeah, let's make this thing for fun. And it wouldn't have gotten made without, lots of really, really interesting and talented people giving their time
Yeah.
and skill to something. And I feel like that's how a lot of things get made, unfortunately. Nobody's got any money. You just have to try and make these good, interesting things happen with
Yeah.
people that you love and trust and want to make cool stuff with.
Yeah, I think you got something though. I think you should make another film.
Yeah, well, thank you. We'll try. But having a bit of validation of people recognizing that there's something there feels like, yeah, well, let's maybe try something a bit bolder, or keep doing more.
And in the meantime, you're going to keep plugging away, keep making
Yeah,
music.
Sly's busy. We've got some European tours coming up, a few festivals, going to Poland and Norway, and we just made, just done some recording, and yeah, we'll keep sort of, I feel like the two can kind of exist together, and like all the artwork we do, and like Kaz, the drummer, is an amazing painter and visual artist, so all of our stuff together is all, feel like it's all part of the same thing. It's all the visual element, and the art side is all part of the band, so the being able to do more visual stuff and film is, it's like a next sort of logical step, and you could scale it up and be on that, and stage things, or yeah, make films. Feels exciting. It's good.
That is exciting, yeah. So you're like you got it. So what motivated you to get it out to film festivals?
Just the sort of feeling that it was a bit more involved than just going, oh, this should just live on YouTube and nobody see it. I, like I said earlier, having, it's hard to keep people's attention, and people want it cut up on their phone, like in a vertical video, and you just have a few seconds. Like if you look at the metrics or whatever on Instagram, it's so depressing to go, people watch this for about 6 seconds and that's
Yeah.
it, and their attention's gone. So I was like, well, I'd like to lean into making something a bit longer. Like I said, I would have really loved to make the film slower and more drawn out, but I felt like, oh, let's keep it within the confines of the video,
Yeah.
and would have loved to have done more sort of sound stuff and bring parts in and out and structure it that way. But I feel like it kind of works, and having having it put out just as a little test and then going, oh, feel around, I don't know much about how these kind of things work, but I was interested to find out and see who might be interested in what we're doing. Sometimes we're not like heavy or weird enough or horror enough for some people, but you're too much of one thing for others.
Sure.
So it's, and the same with the music. It's hard to find, we're not jazzy enough for some people, to we're not real jazz, we're
Yeah.
not quite noise. Where do you fit? And it's interesting trying to find that with the visual stuff as well, because some people are like, well, essentially it's a silent thing, but set to music, but it's not just a music video. And trying to explore that and see what people are into and see what's around, and then the opportunity to have it screened in a cinema setting or film festivals where there's, you're exposed to other people's work as well, and then getting to meet others and share ideas or experiences. Like, it's the same with music and how I feel about touring, getting the opportunity to, and especially that's why I thought, oh, well, maybe let's try some international stuff, and if there's ever an opportunity to go to a country I've never visited, or can go and perform or get something shown. And then it's just a sort of about connection and trying to reach people and feel like there's a connection somewhere, and hopefully
Yeah, it's,
people are open to receiving
yeah.
whatever it is we're, putting out there.
Well, you said you've been doing this for like with the band or in and out, people coming in and out, but there's a core band for 15 years. That's a pretty impressive relationship, creative relationship. 15 years working with the same people. They're kind of, I'm assuming they're like kind of like family for you in many ways.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been through a lot together, getting to travel, and the way we play is quite organic. And as I say, with Kaz's visual element, who, paints the records, and we have these sort of all different, we're all from different worlds, but
Yeah.
come together to sort of work within whatever Sly is. And yeah, we, getting to travel around Europe and different places with your best friends and create stuff like we do is massively rewarding and fun. And
Yeah, it must be.
it's can be hard work, and it feels like it's more difficult than ever to get stuff out and to get people to pay attention, and under really difficult margins for a lot of people. So that we even have anywhere to play, and there's an audience for our kind of stuff
Yeah.
feels really special,
Was there ever a time when you guys almost broke up?
not particularly. I was in a quite a severe car crash or van crash on tour a few years ago, in like 2018, and I was in hospital for like 3.5 weeks.
Oh,
We were in
wow.
France, and the van flipped, and then we had like all our gear stolen from the wreckage, so we lost
Someone, so you
literally.
got your car got totaled and someone came in and stole your gear.
Yeah,
That must
so it
be
was
like the
in,
worst human being in the world who would do that, something like that.
who knows? I mean, may have been the police, may have been someone that was just like, they're not coming back for this. They're in hospital, it doesn't matter, they're not coming back for this. So, and then some one of our friends did go, one of the survivors from, well, we all survived, thankfully. Some more injured than others, but it was a bad time.
Yeah.
And to have all the gear gone as well, when they went, this was in France, and I had to stay in France in hospital for a few weeks. The others went back to England and then came back to retrieve what they thought the gear and our remaining stuff, and they're just told,
Okay, so
no.
it was like a long time since you went back.
Yeah, so we had a few years. Well, it was, a few weeks later they went back to get the
Yeah.
stuff, and it's they were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn.
And then there was a long period of recovery, and then eventually feeling like we wanted to carry on and start touring again. And there was a lot of, physio and physical therapy and, all the therapy, like, but actually then going, we had there was a crowdfunder and stuff, and people sort of wanted to pay to support us in a way. And reading everyone's messages and stuff like that was sort of incredible, and people from all over that we knew or we'd sort of managed to it meant something to somebody that this had happened. And unfortunately it was horrible and it was awful for all of us involved, but the sort of the feeling that had sort of resonated with people and they wanted to help us really felt like we'd made some sort of impact, and that we should carry on playing and never take that for granted, so that feels like, yeah, let's carry on. Let's keep going, because
Well,
what else are you gonna do?
exactly. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's kind of that's intense. And
It was full on.
so I've been unfortunate being in a major car accident myself, so I totally understand the emotional trauma that it take that you go through. Physical, yeah, but there's a for some reason I was kind of messed up for like th 3 weeks afterwards. And the crazy thing is that they wanted me to have like your car's totaled, and then they're like, "Oh, here's a car, here's a rental car. Get into another car, and you can drive it." And I was like, I had a hard, really hard time with that. Like
You're
I couldn't
not
even
able
make a
to be.
left-hand turn.
Were you on your own? You were driving yourself.
No, I was driving my family. That's even made it worse, right? So like, it's like if it was just myself, then yeah, I don't care. It's because I was
Sure.
driving, right? So I think that's what. I wasn't like legally responsible, but I felt responsible, if that makes sense.
Of course, yeah. And you never know when that something like that happens, how it affects you sort of physically and mentally, and you're like, it's a really intense situation. But yeah, were you everyone asked me as well, like, oh, is everything all right now? And it's such a weird question, and I'm sorry to ask, but yeah, when you have that, it's like, yeah, that maybe there are really long-standing like issues
There is, it's a
after.
little bit of trauma, right? Like it's like what like any other trauma, right? So, but yeah, you get a little, you just have to talk it through and try to get over the guilt and try to get over the kind of like everybody was okay in the end, but then it's tough, right? I don't know who was the driver of your car, your vehicle, but yeah, it's tough.
We were on, as I say, we were on tour in France, and we had a friend who was driving, so we were all passengers, and the van like skidded and flipped, and it was pretty gnarly. And if I sorry, I shan't dwell on it too much, especially as you've had that experience
No,
yourself.
go ahead. It's just that's part of the, yeah, it's interesting. But you guys have bonded. It seems like you guys got closer, right? So.
Yeah, I think so. And then, like, it was I was actually touring with another band, so not everyone, the guys in Sly sort of came to visit me afterwards, but all the recovery period and sort of and the support that they gave me when I was in hospital and recovery was like, wow, these are really special people, and we've made something over the years together that feels important in some way. I want to be able to carry on doing that with people that I love. And
Yeah, that's
it
amazing.
might not mean, I'm aware that the music or what we're putting out is obviously, it's niche and it's not for everyone, but it means something to someone. And
Yeah, 100%.
that's massive. Like, that's,
Well, I wish you the ultimate best success, and I think you should make another film. I think this is a really solid short film. Nice visuals, nice direction that you got going on. So keep doing it. You got like I think keep making more videos for your band, and this might be the second career for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it feels well. Yeah, that's so nice to hear, and it feels like, yeah, that's done something. I don't quite know what it is, but it's we'll keep exploring.
Cool. All right, let's talk again when you make your next film.
Yeah, thank you so much.